This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
It was another status quo report for export sales this week, and seeing a neutral report was nice in the face of some heightened volatility throughout the day of its release. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the numbers.
Well, we were within the range of estimates for corn, beans, wheat, meal, and oil. Big corn coming just shy of 1.2 million tons. The upper end of the estimates were 1.5, low end was 800. Beans came in just shy of 500,000 tons at 494,400. Again, inside the range of estimates, nothing overly exciting. The corn just kind of stays status quo, holding on to the pace we need to get to where we want for the USDA goal. And then the beans are still lagging behind at this point.
Soybeans in particular were moving much higher on Wednesday, and McBride said that was mostly due to the flash sale of some beans to an unknown destination, which could end up being China.
Yeah, part of yesterday's excitement in the markets was 120,000 tons of soybeans sold to unknown. Part of that is that people are going to look at that and say, oh, China's back. We don't know that for sure, but that is something that gets people excited. That's one of the reasons we probably had a little bit of excitement in the overnight tonight, even though that's kind of come back down off those highs and we're barely holding unchanged right now.
The team at Allendale can be reached by calling 800-262-7538, or you can visit allendale-inc.com. Find the rest of this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.